This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Smiling, okay? What do you have to smile about?
I don't know how to act on this thing anymore. As if it wasn't hard enough for me to learn how to speak, I have to mute myself. I literally have to stop recording because I don't know how my mouth works. I gotta worry about, like, my hair.
Your hair?
I zhuzhed my hair because I don't know when you're gonna be clipping stuff.
Okay. Well, the good news is that we are going to try to get episodes on YouTube.
Oh, God.
I know. Unfortunately for you. But no. We are going to get episodes on YouTube. And hey, listen, guys, if you could just go on over to youtube.com/therealityispod and subscribe, that would be great.
Ooh.
And then we're going to try to get some video podcasting going there. Yeah.
What else are you going to do on this YouTube channel? Are you going to have like ASMR videos?
Could you imagine?
Yeah.
My ASMR videos would be like, watch me avoid doing my job and instead.
Just silently breathing?
No, just like, watch me. It would be like, watch me get ready to watch an episode of Potomac on my iPad while I'm doing work. And that would just be, that would be it. I don't know. What would even be the ASMR there?
Apparently all YouTube videos now, the future is just going to be people making sandwiches and then cutting them in half and then showing you a cross section. That is all.
It's that, or it's get ready with me's, or people showing like a room where they're cleaning up a room.
Yeah. Or like somebody trying food. Somebody like, oh, you have to try this. No, you don't have to try this. That's it. And then there's like sports trivia. I guess there's a lot. Hey, YouTube is pretty good.
YouTube is not easy for me to use. I tried. I was like, oh, this is a lot harder than I thought it was going to be. It's not like as easy as just like an upload and all that stuff. Especially to like put your podcast on YouTube. It's a whole other thing. So.
Oh, I don't know that.
Yeah. Well, of course you don't know. You don't do any producing on the show.
Exactly. Just show up.
Listen, after your face reveal, a lot of engagement happened.
Oh.
People are very interested in you.
Oh, that's nice.
It's disgusting. It's very weird for me. Here's some of the comments that I got. One was, is it just me or does Tobey Maguire have slight Raheel vibes? Not even does Raheel have Tobey Maguire vibes. Does Tobey Maguire have Raheel vibes? Tobey Maguire, Leonardo's best friend, which makes sense because you love Leonardo.
Yes. I also support them both. No, to be fair, what's the last thing Tobey Maguire was in? I was recently on a YouTube video, apparently.
Also, somebody said, he looks nothing like George Santos, and I'm mad that that's the face I put to his voice for so long.
I see George Santos.
I see it.
When I first saw that picture of George Santos, I think he was wearing a sweater. I was like, oh, fuck. I sent it in our cousin's group. I was like, how long are we going to avoid this? And I figured that I should be the first one to say it because that's usually the best move.
Oh, here's another one that made me very uncomfortable. It said, I knew he was going to be hot.
Oh, that person's just a fucking liar is what that is. And but I appreciate it.
And then somebody commented, replied to that comment saying, ran here to say the same, LOL.
Oh, actually, I do know this person. Is that somebody named Uncensored Tits?
Yes.
Here's how I know that. So I was walking around and I heard my own stupid fucking voice. And I was like, where do I hear that voice? And it was our mother. Apparently she got the video on her thing, right? I was like, uh-huh. Oh no, how do you subscribe to this? And so she showed me and I clicked on it and I saw some of the comments. And I was like, oh God. And then I saw one that said uncensored tits and it made me giggle.
That was shout out. It's actually not uncensored. It's censored. And it's censored tits. With a Z.
I'm sorry. Censored tits. Thank you. The world needs more people like you.
Let's see what else. Yeah, people were just thrilled.
Just vomit emojis.
Oh, here's one. Raheel is the most adorable, non-problematic straight guy ever.
Oh, they don't know me.
They have no idea.
No idea.
I can't wait for you to be sadly very disappointed. But you know what? It'll happen when it happens.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. All right. Anyway, how do you feel about that? Does it make you want to dive into the ocean?
It really does. So I think what it is this is a problem with not having social media. I don't know if I'm very comfortable just looking at myself, but I think that's most people, right? Like when you open your cell phone camera and it's accidentally, you know, the other way around, don't you go, ugh.
Raheel, the worst thing is, and I don't know if you're going to go through this because you do look a lot like our mother, but for me, I spent most of my life believing that I look like our father, right?
Yeah, you do.
Yeah. Now, when I turn on my camera and I see my stupid fat face, I'm like, oh my God, it's on me. Like, I see our mom, and that is very upsetting. So, the thing is, though, on social media, what happens is that because people curate their face to, like, only post the not front-facing camera pictures, you end up with the assumption that you are better looking than you are. And then when you find yourself in the background of somebody else's photos with your natural face, you're like, whoa, yuck.
Maybe that's the thing. I need to figure out my angles, I think, maybe.
Well, what I've discovered with my own face, just editing like a few videos to post on the podcast Instagram, is that if I'm not smiling, I'm miserable. So even if I'm like in the middle of a laugh, I'm like, ha 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 ha.
Mm-hmm.
Horrible. Horrific. I don't know how to transition from being a happy, smiley person to like, I'm listening to you and I'm not mad. I don't know how to do that.
Well, my experience with that as it concerns to you is different because I don't think you're ever listening to me, especially like, and that's, you know, those are the videos that I think really need to go out is like when I say the word San Francisco 49ers and then you just start scrolling on your cell phone. I think that's what we need to see.
How dare you? Those are trade secrets. Don't tell anybody. Hey, speaking of San Francisco 49ers, what say you and me, when this football season starts, go out to a game in San Francisco, and then we also hit up Napa.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Would you go to the – of course I'm in. More importantly, if we go to Napa, would you go to that French Laundry place? Is that a thing that you'd want?
What's French Laundry?
French Laundry is like one of the biggest restaurants in the world. And you're basically paying like $750 for a meal, right? But it's supposed to be one of those once-in-a-lifetime meals. Is that something that you want to do?
No. No.
Okay. All right. So, no. But back to the San Francisco thing. Of course, I am in. But here's the thing. You know, the 49ers play a bunch of road games also next year.
Okay.
And one of the teams that they play, again, are the Minnesota Vikings.
Oh my God. And
they're supposed to be, they're supposed to be away. So the 49ers are away. The Vikings have a home game, right?
Time out. Are you trying to ask me if I want to go to Minnesota?
Well, so here's the other thing. Number one, I think we should go to Minnesota just for the yucks. But number two, because they played the Vikings in Minnesota last year, I feel like there's a chance that that game is going to be in London. Now, would you do that?
Oh, yeah, I would, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. But I'm also potentially going to Brazil in September.
Look at you, just sports, traveling all over. Who are you? What's going on?
What am I, wealthy? No, I just, you know, I'm like swipe. I didn't tell you this because you did dog on me for having a cleaning person come to my house, but I didn't tell you. I forgot to tell you that in LA, I did have my makeup done.
Well, we're shortening it to LA now. It's Los Angeles.
You're La in the La business Land. Now? So in LA, I did have my makeup done. And this is what I get. So I was in my suite. It was my suite. It was our friend Jason. Jason got a suite. Jason is like a person who has worked in hospitality, so he has all the points. So he got upgraded to a suite, and it was really nice. And our friend Shannon was getting her makeup done, and then she convinced me and Arthi to also get our makeup done. We're like, sure, whatever. Because when I'm on vacation, I don't have a budget anymore. It's swipe, swipe, swipe. I'm a menace. Yeah, I come back from vacation and I'm like, oh my God, what did I do? It wasn't even, why did I do that? So anyway, we got our makeup done, which was very fancy, right? We're like sitting in a suite, everyone's having champagne, and we're talking about like world things, politics and stuff. And we got our makeup done by this like lovely girl. And then she gave us these like little packages of like our lipstick and like a little blotting stuff, like just to... throughout the night. She also, in there though, were handwritten Bible verses.
How do you feel about that?
Well, really awkward, because the whole time we were sitting there talking to her, we were like, we were not talking to her, we were talking to each other. We were like, organized religion can suck my dick.
What kind of conversation is this? I guess once you're in LA, that's what you do, godless.
We were like, let's stop and get drinks and then an abortion. Like, we were just, you know, and so here's this like young girl who must not have been more than 23 years old being, you know, accosted by these like middle-aged women about abortion.
I don't mind a Bible verse. So if somebody wants to give me a Bible verse, that's fine. So like 2 days ago, I was at Wawa.
Yeah.
And I held the door open for a gentleman, and it was right on the cusp of, do I need to hold the door open for this person because they're far away enough, or I can just let it go. If I let it go, I wouldn't have been an asshole, right? But I held the door open for him. He's an elderly man, and then he kind of rushed up a little bit. I was like, oh, no, take your time. And then he was like, oh, thank you so much, young man. And then he reached into his pocket, and he's like, if you ever want to stop by. And it was like a flyer for a church.
Okay.
Right? And I was like, oh, sure. I didn't throw it out or anything, but I was like, oh, maybe I'll go.
What did you do with the flyer?
It's in my car.
Okay. Yeah. With your paraphernalias.
With all my edibles. It's all mixed in.
Yeah, I mean, I am anti, what's the word?
Proselytizing.
Yeah, I don't do that. I'm very much of the belief that, like, your religion is your religion, and, like, you don't need to tell me to, like, you know, you don't need to, like, recruit me into things.
Yeah, I guess. I'm also, obviously, I would never, I don't even know how to say that word, proselytize. I would never do it.
Isn't it weird how close it is to prostitution?
Oh, my God. I would never do that. That's not how I view religion, but if somebody wants to talk to me, that's fine. I'll talk to you.
Yeah. But you know, there's always like a little bit of condescension when I feel like somebody's trying to convert you to their religion, because they're always trying to be like, yeah, yeah, I know you have your own religion, but you're like, you're gonna kind of go to hell.
Yeah, no, exactly.
And like, and that part of it is, I think, the thing that I have an issue with is like, you know, is like the whole thing of like, yeah, 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 whatever you're doing is great. It's great. I'm sure you're a good person, but you could be a better person.
Yeah.
If you join this club.
And I think that's, well, I think that's the thing, right? For people that do that, they truly believe that they're doing a good thing. So they're like, oh, you know, the person is going to be offended, but that's fine. Ultimately, I am saving their soul. which I don't believe is the right way to go about things, but you know, that's the reason why they do it.
You know, the only thing I would be interested in if I ever went to a church is the wafers and the wine.
I'd be interested in the hymns.
Oh, yeah, the songs. I know.
The songs.
And but
the
I have a very good friend, Kim, who is part of, she's a Seventh-day Adventist. And so she's part of this Seventh-day Adventist church. And she, when she posted videos of their church choir, incredible. I mean, my favorite thing in music is when they take it to church, like when there's suddenly a choir in the background. Mm-hmm. So I am a big fan of all of that. I sometimes wish we had more of that in mosques.
Yeah. More singing in mosques. Let's make it happen. This June. That should be our platform.
last year you guys wrote a letter. Well, we're writing one back.
Exactly.
Yeah, I wish that there was more music. I wish there were more snacks. You know.
Now, a Seventh-day Adventist, that's what, an oral surgeon?
No, real.
So messed up. So I apologize. Her name was Kim? I'm sorry, Kim. Yeah. That was a joke.
You're a monster. Anyway, you had sent me an article. It was perhaps from the reputable Page Six.
That's right.
Or TMZ.
No, it was. Dead. Come on. Come on.
You're not.
You're not a TMZ guy. No. I start my morning off every morning by going to ESPN.com.
Uh-huh.
Then I go to Drudge Report because I'm a piece of shit. Although Drudge has changed over the last, I'd say, 6 years because he's really anti-Trump. He's still a piece of shit, right?
Yeah.
But I like to see what's going on over there. And then I go to New York Post and I try to pretend like I'm, you know, just checking up on the news. No, scrolling right down to Page Six. Right. Yeah, but I did see that.
So there's an article on Page Six that Brandi Glanville has said that there were accusations against Andy Cohen, and within her accusations were that Andy once drunk dialed her while she was under his employment. He drunk dialed her and he told her to watch him have sex with another Bravo celebrity on FaceTime.
Yeah.
And Andy actually responded to it. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Okay, I'm going to try to pull the tweet. Oh, you tell me when you saw that, what were your feelings about it?
Well, so the reason why I sent it to you is because it is complicated, right? So if you are just looking at a boss-employee relationship, 100% it's wrong, right? Mm-hmm. Of course it's wrong, right? But I think this is the complication, and maybe this is the stuff that the gray area that is going to get kind of clarified in the next 5 to 6 years is, you know, obviously there's some preconceived notions that you come into this stuff with, right? Number one is, you know, they're Bravo people and reality.
They're dog shit.
Well, so that's the thing. There's this underlying shamelessness that goes with reality TV. Yeah. And then on top of that, you have the fact that Andy is gay, right?
Yeah.
And when you think of sexual harassment, traditional sexual harassment, you know, it's usually a man hitting on a woman for sex. Yeah. That's our understanding of it.
Yeah.
And I think one of the things that is going to get clarified over the next couple of years is, no, it's just making people uncomfortable is fucked up.
Yeah.
And you don't do that, right?
Yeah.
So, okay, so you have that part. But then you also say, well, there, you know, Andy regularly interacts with her on his show. And these are the types of conversations that they have. And it's like, well, but it's not on camera. If it's not on camera, then should that be her expectation? And then also, I know a little bit about Brandy from the times that I've watched the show, right? So it's like, well, Brandy, you know, that's kind of her brand is being out, you know, and all those things. So, you know, when somebody reads that stuff, there's enough there for people to be like, well, this isn't really a situation. Like, you can read that interaction and be like, well, there's nothing wrong here because they joke around, because I've seen them joke around like this.
Yeah. Right?
But the fact that she's bringing it up and the fact that she's saying that it made her uncomfortable, I don't know how you deal with that. I think it's a true thing and you have to. I mean, the fact of the matter is Andy Cohen is their boss.
Yep.
And he should not be having those interactions with people.
Yep.
Right. And he probably shouldn't even be hosting that show anymore. That's the part that I don't understand. Is on those, what do they call them? Those recaps or at the end of the year, what did they do?
Yeah, the upfronts?
Not the upfronts. No. When they have everybody come back at the end of the season.
Oh, reunion.
Reunion.
You know what? That's it.
Let's not a pretty face. And
also an absolute imbecile.
Absolute fucking moron. He probably shouldn't host those shows. But no. It's always interesting, like, when I used to see those, like, the interstitials, like, between the breaks and stuff. Like, you'd see these women talking to him, and it's like, yeah, Andy's their boss. Because yeah. They're like, can I go to the bathroom? And he's like, no. You know, it's things like that. And it's like, this isn't right. It probably shouldn't happen.
Well, Andy responded to it, and he said, the video shows real. This, I don't know how you're going to feel about this. The video shows Kate Chastain and I clearly, very clearly joking to Brandy. It was absolutely meant in jest, and Brandy's response clearly communicated she was in on the joke. That said, it was totally inappropriate, and I apologize.
I think within the world of reality TV, now this is the garbage that you traffic in, but within the world of reality TV, is that an acceptable apology to you?
So apparently Brandy said that he never actually reached out to her and apologized, which is fucked up. Like, he only went to social media and apologized, because Brandy is like going through legal means to deal with this type of harassment. Because there's been a whole bunch of stuff. So I don't know if you know, there was a Ultimate Girls Trip Morocco. I think I may have told you about this.
Maybe.
So there was an Ultimate Girls Trip Morocco with, listen to this cast, electric cast. Okay. Caroline Manzo.
Nice.
Camille Grammer.
Oh, Camille's still around?
Yeah. Oh, she's a hanger-oner. Camille Grammer. Alex McCord from Real Housewives of New York.
Ah, oh, from season one?
Yes.
Is there Creepy Husband there too?
Not, I don't know.
That's a girl strip.
Phaedra. Brandy. Eva. And I think one other person, I don't know who. Oh, who's Gretchen Rossi. Eva, who actually won Real House, she won America's Next Top Model, and then she was on Real Housewives of Atlanta, and she was at the Berkshires.
That's Eva. How I remember. Yeah. Yes.
So Eva, and then Eva Marcel, and then Gretchen Rossi from Real Housewives of OC.
Orange County, right?
Yes. Yeah, yeah. And so they all went to Morocco, and this was filmed before even the Legacy one that we just watched. It is never going to be released, because after a day or two of them being there, Brandy allegedly made some sort of sexual she approached Caroline Manzo sexually. She pinned her against a wall. She says allegedly she pinned her against a wall. She kissed her, and she may have groped her. Hey, Nanny Nooner. And like, look. Brandy is a person who I don't doubt did that, because she was trying to do that to people in the Berkshires at the other Ultimate Girls Trip. And this is what she does, right?
Yeah.
So that happened. Caroline shut the whole thing down. She actually pressed charges against Bravo. I don't think that season is ever going to air. I think it's done.
It sounds like it shouldn't.
Yeah. It shouldn't. It's not going to air. So you have that case against Brandy. I think Brandy is probably likely trying to work up a countersuit or a counter case against Bravo to say, this is also the environment that you have here.
Yeah.
Is this environment. If Andy Cohen, if my boss, the executive creator and the CEO or whatever he is of Bravo, the creator of Bravo, is calling talent and joking that to watch him fuck Kate Chastain, then like, where are the boundaries here? Like, what Brandy is doing to Caroline wrong? Yes. But if Brandy is going to be, like, banned out of things and charged against things and all that stuff and, like, blacklisted, then why aren't we doing anything about Andy Cohen doing sort of similar things with his
And then,
I mean, for the longest time, you were saying, like, oh, well, he's a gay man. But, like, for the longest time, it was so uncomfortable because at reunions, every single reunion, he'd be like, hey, let's talk about your boobs. Did you get new boobs? Your boobs look great. Did you get new tits? Like, it was like, okay, well, you're still my boss. Like, I don't think that's acceptable. So.
And then, so I'm thinking from Brandy's point of view then, right? Because she's also like, well, I'm also giving you content. This is my brand. I am supposed to be the wild one. You invited me here because I am the wild one. And so this is what I'm going to do, right? And then it's like, I don't, I think it's just such a...
What a shit show.
What a shit show. Like, nothing is good here.
No, it's all trash. But here I am. I talked about this on the Real House, the Vanderpump Rules recap last week, but you also heard what happened with Tom Sandoval, where he had a New York Times. Did you read the New York Times article? It's hilarious. It's so good. I'm going to gift it to you. I'm going to send you the link.
I'm not paying $1 for that shit.
No. You know what? Mine may have expired because I didn't pay $1, but my husband does have a New York Times subscription, so he sent it to me. But you should listen to it. But, like, you know, you have this issue with Bravo where you have somebody like Tom Sandoval who is currently helping Bravo make a lot of money. Like, if he didn't fuck Rachel and do all this stuff, Bravo would not have had the year that they had, which is now, like, Tom Sandoval and Scandoval is mentioned everywhere, all over. It's like pop culture, whatever, right?
Yeah, it's almost as big as OJ.
Can you believe it?
George Floyd. I can't believe.
I can. And I will. So he, like, you have somebody like him who is making them all this money, and then Bravo is likely not going to end their ties with Tom Sandoval because of the money and the bottom line. And ultimately, that is what they care the most about, right? So it is complicated also for me as a person whose entire podcast is about my problematic relationship with reality TV, that, like, I don't know sometimes, like, how I, like, compartmentalize it in my mind of, like, this is, there's things, like, I don't think that Tom Sandoval should be on TV anymore, but Bravo will likely continue to keep him on because he makes them a lot of money.
Yeah, exactly.
And so, like, what does that mean for me as a consumer of this bullshit?
That's for the YouTube channel.
It's rough. It's rough stuff. You know, I'm having a really hard time.
I'm so sorry for all this, all the pain that you're going through.
It's a lot. Yeah, but, like, I think reality TV is also a little bit broken in a way, because I think so you don't watch the show, obviously. I tell you about it every 6 months when there's a new season on Love is Blind. Mm-hmm. So Love is Blind, the most recent season, is on. It's out of Charlotte. And already, like, you find out all this stuff about all of these people on Love is Blind well after it's aired and reunion, all this stuff. We are, like, halfway through the season, and we already found out that one guy was engaged up to 2 weeks before he got into the pods. That same guy staged his whole house, the house that he shows them after they come out of the dating experience. Because, you know, the whole, yes. The pods, your question.
The pods, yeah. I might have a question. What are pods?
Okay. I have to go over the premise of the show again. For 10 days, girls and guys live in pods, and they talk to each other through a wall. Okay. And it's like blind dating. And then after 10 days, they propose to each other if they want to. And then they meet in person. And then they go on a trip for, like, 3 or 4 days. And then after that, they have 4 weeks to plan their wedding. And then at the end, they decide whether or not they're going to get married to each other. And they live with each other and all this stuff. Yes.
It goes to wedding?
Yes. That's why Love is Blind is so good. Okay. So, obviously, the first season, it was like, okay, these are people for real. But as the show has gone on, it's very obvious that people come on to become social media famous, because once you are, especially now with TikTok, once you are TikTok famous, you're making so much money. If your TikTok gets over 1 million views, TikTok will pay you, like, easily $2,000 in a week, right? So, like, these people are obviously trying to become TikTok famous. So you have one guy come on who is engaged to another person, we find out, like, right before he joined the pods. We found out this other guy who everybody loved, Trevor. Oh, my God. Amazing. Trevor is so nice. All these text messages came out from Trevor's ex-girlfriend. Trevor and his ex-girlfriend are fitness people. And he went on the show pretending to be single and being a really good guy who is going to get rejected and not marry somebody. and only to become sort of like the sweet puppy dog that everybody loves so that he gets a huge following and as a result makes money on social media. Mm-hmm. Another guy, this one's real sad. There's one guy named Kenneth, and he proposes to somebody, but now there's all this stuff coming out allegedly that Kenneth is actually, this is sad, Kenneth is actually a gay man, and his family is the one that made him go on the show to see if he could maybe potentially marry a woman.
His family made him go on reality TV. Really? That's the sad part. That's the story that we're going with. Come on, man.
My point is that I think that like casting for reality TV shows is broken because I think that people are so online and they're so ready to like, they know that if like their face becomes a GIF, instantly they're going to become like iconic. Mm-hmm. And so they're going to play up these things and it takes all of like the, you know, the genuineness out of it. And I think what I'm trying to say is that we shouldn't have any more new reality TV stars. I think we should just work with the ones we have. I think we should close off the casting and we should say, you know what? That's it.
Throw everyone into Traitors. I think Traitors is that's perfect. It. We have more than enough. We can just keep pulling people. My only reply back to you on this would be, I don't think that any of this stuff happens by accident. I think the fact of the matter is the producers knew all along that the dude was engaged. The producers knew all along that the dude was gay. Because now, here you are telling me about it. And I do not, you know, I don't care about it, but I'm like, oh, let me check out the gay guy. The fake straight guy, right? Let me check out the guy that, oh, I wonder what his fiance looks like.
I've been duped.
It's not that hard for somebody to figure out whether or not you have a boyfriend or a girlfriend. Like, a background check isn't that hard. I think the producers know exactly what they're doing.
And they do get, they do background checks.
Yeah, but, oh, it didn't come up? Come on.
I know. I fell for
it. Reality TV isn't broken. You're broken.
Have you heard of the 50 plus part TikTok series called Risa Tisa? Who the fuck did I marry? Real.
I hate everything about that sentence. 50 part TikTok series?
Okay, it's incredible. This woman in Atlanta met a man right before the pandemic. Mm-hmm. 2 weeks before the pandemic, meets this guy online. She actually sees him on two different dating websites with two different names. Says, you know what? I'm going to go for it anyway. After 2 weeks, they decide that they will quarantine together. Things get very fast. They go very fast, very quickly. He scams her. He says he's going to buy a house. He's going to buy cars. He has her test driving BMWs. They never show up. It's a full-on scam. He said that he has an ex-wife in California. Nope. She was like a jump and a skip away in the next town. Like, mm-hmm. It was just, but this woman was in this relationship for 3 years and there were all these things. Like, he would be getting on the phone and having fake conversations with people to make her think that she, like, they had a family, all this stuff. But my thing is that, like, I thought that this woman, number one, was like in her 50s, because it's like, who would be so stupid to fall mm-hmm. for this, right? But like, now that you're telling me, here I am getting duped by the producers of Love Is Blind, I'm stupid. Call me Kevin, because I'm an idiot. I'm just not as gorgeous as him.
Oh, don't say that. You look great.
Anyway. You want to talk about Traitors now?
Do we? Ah! I didn't love this episode. I'll be
I was annoyed. I'm not, I don't I like a not. Cliffhanger, you guys. I don't yeah, like it.
This is not what I'm signing up for. This isn't Lost. This isn't Game of Thrones. You're supposed to give me exactly what I need. Commercial free.
That's one thing
I realized this week. Is that I think I am better than TV commercials at this point. I don't feel like I need to see another ad, like a moving pictures ad, ever again.
Moving pictures ad, never again. You better give me that skip.
Yeah, exactly. Give me that skip. I pay for YouTube. I am one of the people that pay for YouTube. That is so I don't have to watch the ads. Same thing with the cock. I use your cock subscription. for that reason, because I don't want to deal with commercials, right?
But have you been watching Inception? I was like, somebody's watching Inception. I was like, oh, I think it's real.
I've watched Oppenheimer 3 times, and I've watched Inception half. I've watched half of Inception. I have to watch it. I have to go back. Thanks for reminding me. I have to go back and finish it.
You're welcome. I think I agree with you. We were watching, I don't know, something my husband was watching on Hulu. Oh, it was some futuristic robot show. I don't know what it was. It's with, I don't remember anybody's name anymore. But it's the movie with, what's his name?
Yeah, no, good. Good details.
What is, oh my God, his son.
John David Washington?
Yes, correct. Wow.
Was it incredible. Tenet? Were you watching Tenet
Tenet. It was the creator. It's a new show, mm-hmm. right? Or movie. He was watching it on Hulu, and there were commercial breaks. And I was like, what the fuck? Because Hulu apparently has gone all. You cannot do a breakless Hulu subscription anymore.
I can't even pay for it?
No.
That's crazy.
Yeah. It's bullshit. Anyway, on to traders. Right before we talk about traders, there was an article. Phaedra did an interview with somebody, and they asked her, what went through your mind when Dan threw you under the bus during episode 5? And I want to read you her response because it's so good. I was so disappointed and shocked. Looking back, I didn't know he and Parvati were plotting against me the whole time. I thought they were good people, but obviously they are not of good Christian character.
Oh,
I thought he was a little strange. I drive a cargo van with no windows. When someone shows you they're weird, you better believe them.
I don't know if he gives me I drive a cargo van with no windows vibe, but he is a weird, like, I don't ever want to hang out with Dan. He is like the last guy.
People love him. Yeah. People that we love Dan Giesling.
Yeah, apparently Kix and Tom love Dan,
and
right?
And Ray Sani loves Dan.
Really?
Yeah.
Are we missing something? I don't see it.
I don't see it either. Apparently he's amazing, and I don't know why. He's also from Dearborn, Michigan, and apparently he grew up with Kristen Doty.
Kristen Doty. Who's Kristen Doty?
Kristen Doty from Vanderpump Rules.
Oh. Oh, okay. You say that like she's a Super Bowl winner. She's MVP of Super Bowl 42, hey, Kristen Doty.
Speaking of, real quick, did you hear that Bethany is fighting with the Kelseys? Of course she is.
Oh, God.
She's a jackass.
Wait, why is she fighting with the Kelseys?
Because she's an asshole. That's why. Travis Kelce's mom got a Ziploc, endorsement or something. And so she's like getting paid by Ziploc. And
I'm a big fan of Mama Kelce, by the way.
Okay, who comes from Mama Kelce? Everybody loves Mama Kelce.
Yeah.
Bethany comes on her TikTok and is like, I've been using Ziploc for years. Why didn't I get a Ziploc endorsement?
Because you're hateable. Because
nobody likes you, you dumb bitch. Like, I don't understand. And so she comes for Mama Kelce, and then Papa Kelce responds and calls Bethany a troll.
Mm-hmm.
And Bethany today was like, you know, I get it. Like, you want to, you want to protect your kids and your wife. Like, I get it as a mama bear. I understand too. But, you know, I just thought it was like a little aggressive. Like, maybe that's where Travis gets it from.
The football player?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
What a jackass. Anyway, back to traitors. Uh-huh. Yes. No, go ahead. You had a thought.
No, I didn't have any. No, I was just going to talk shit about Bethany, but I think we do enough of that. She's awful.
She's the worst.
You know what? She's not invited to our traders' pool of people.
She would never. No, she would be so fucking annoying. They would vote her off immediately.
Yeah, exactly.
She's awful. Okay, so this episode of Traders, what happened?
You know, I watched it on Thursday, and it really didn't leave a mark. I guess the first thing was Phaedra recruited Kate.
Yes, of course.
And Kate signed up.
Kate and calls her you sly fox, which I loved.
Yeah. Kate was having a great time.
Yeah.
In the cell. And then at breakfast, Kevin.
Yeah.
Kevin gets killed.
But like, that was already such a stupid move. Like, why would you kill the people out of there? You'd kill one of your own. Like,
who would you have killed? MJ?
Or Sandra.
Yeah.
You got to kill off somebody who's been bothering the other group. So then that other group fights with the, like, the two groups fight with each other. But these guys are just, like, too nervous that the most faithful of the faithfuls have too many votes. Like, they're anti-Peter instead of anti-faithful. Do you know what I mean? And I think mm-hmm. that's not smart. That's not playing smart. It was very, very, yeah. very dumb. Kevin sits down and he, like, reads incorrectly or something. He says something like... He says something like, you know, these are the cookies and that's how the cookie crumbles. Like, he says something really dumb that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
But he's so good looking.
So good looking. Cheekbones on that guy.
Unbelievable. He's wearing mm-hmm. a rose shirt, probably for Peter.
Aw.
But he never gets to show Peter.
I did enjoy Peter's cutscene when he's working out shirtless. Oh. Remember that?
Yeah, he's
working out shirtless and he's doing curls. It was hilarious. Yeah.
It's so funny. I'm like, what studio were you? I'm obsessed with this stupid show. Then they get to breakfast and shout out to MJ, who immediately was like, Kate, everything okay?
You know, MJ has really stepped up her game. It's like she's in it to win it now. She was just kind of hanging around, but now she's like, fuck this. Yeah. And I kind of love MJ. I really hope MJ doesn't go anywhere.
Well, also, because I think the minute that MJ was ousted from that room with her jeans, her Janko jeans and heels on, that's when she was like, oh, hell fucking no. Mm-hmm. You don't do this to me. And also, I think when nobody lit her torch, that she decided, you know, that's.
Yeah, that's I'm here for myself. Exactly. Yeah.
Their mission is that they're going to go to a church and then shoot at pictures. I didn't quite understand what was going on there.
They just had to shoot like those, not pictures, the names, right?
The names, yeah.
The names, right?
Shoot at the names, yeah.
Exactly. And for every missed shot, I think they lost 250?
Yeah. Again, that pool is...
The prize is on this month. Like the money is just like, okay, 250, all right.
Yeah, it's stupid because the faithfuls have more motivation to kill off each other than they do to find a traitor. If mm-hmm. you all find the traitor and the game is over, then you get less money.
Yeah.
It's so stupid.
God, I hate this show. What a stupid
premise,
show.
The premise of the show is... Like, the rules of the show are actually a little bit dumb.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely stupid. But within this, suddenly, CT turns on his beloved.
Now, he didn't just turn on his beloved. He turned on all of us. Wow. How do you feel about the CT betrayal?
You know, it's confusing to call it a betrayal because technically, again, Phaedra is
100%. Yes.
A traitor. Yes.
Uh-huh.
But
that's just traitor behavior.
Yeah. Here's what I didn't like. I don't like the fact that CT taking the stand is making Trishel feel like CT and Trishel are friends.
Yeah.
You know? I don't like that.
Mm-hmm.
He should have saved somebody else or cared about somebody else. But also Trishel being like, obviously Phaedra doesn't want to protect me because they want to kill me up. Like, she's, again, so fucking frantic. Like, I really wanted somebody to be like, Trishel, this isn't about you. Like, shut up.
Yeah, she's just, a lot of I'm the main character energy from her from day one. And it's just, no.
No.
I just want her. I don't like watching her anymore.
Somebody said that it was really sick that she decided to show up the day after Parvati was banished with a Parvati headband on.
I saw that.
Yeah.
Headband, right? Yeah.
Yeah. And then they get to the before the round table, though. Again, Peter is doing a lot of side deals. A lot of side deals. But I think Phaedra is really smart to be like, okay, yeah, I will sit with you separately, but then I will use this against you. Now, I did like what she said to Peter, which I wrote down. She said, what you might have forgotten, Peter, is that this is not The Bachelor. And I don't have to kiss your ass for a rose.
Now, that was a great scene.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I don't know if that was good gameplay. Because it made, apparently it made things very awkward in the room. Everyone was shook.
Yeah, but Peter's also so fucking sensitive.
I can't believe you would say that about me.
Shut up, Peter. Peter and Trishel are taking this so seriously. It's annoying. Like, I think everybody else, like, be like Sheree. Just, like, be there. Just have a good time.
Huh? What's going on? What are the rules?
But, like, They take it so seriously. I did like John went on another one of his monologues, which was nice. Mm-hmm. And Phaedra said to him, "I'm glad you're not God." I was like, "Well, of course." He's just an old white dude.
Yeah, she said this isn't Parliament.
Yeah,
she also said good. That.
Yeah,
yeah.
And yeah, this is when, and then CT makes a little diagram using his chalkboard to explain how it was traitor behavior. To shoot down Trishel. But yeah, again, like, it just, I hate it because then Trishel gets to act like a victim. And it's like, fuck off. I hate her. She's the worst. It's down to MJ as the final vote to see whether or not it'll be Peter or Phaedra who are banished. And let me tell you something I know about MJ, Mercedes Javed, okay? If you ice her out of a room, she will fucking hate you for the rest of your life.
You think she's voting for Peter?
So I feel like that fact that we got that scene a couple of episodes ago that we were all so crazy about with the Janko jeans and the shirt, I think that was there to really set the stage that MJ is not going to be Peter's friend.
I think whenever you're talking about that scene with the Janko jeans, you should also always refer to the waddle, the backwards waddle. And then the run down the hallway. But like, I would, yeah. But there was also a scene in this one where MJ was like, "No, I'll hear you out," and I felt that she was genuine in that, right? So that's the reason why they. But do you think that maybe they threw that in there just for the stupid fucking cliffhanger, which I don't care for?
Yeah, I don't want the cliffhanger, first of all. But I also think they did the cliffhanger because they're so like obsessed with this like Peter versus everybody thing. But it's like, you guys don't really need it, guys. We're going to watch anyway. It's okay. Somebody on the internet was like, can you believe it that Marcus and Maxim were both on this show? I was like, yeah. It was like 3 weeks ago. People just forget things. Is everyone dumb?
I know I am.
Who do you think she's going to vote for?
I think she's going to vote for Phaedra.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so, honey.
I think Phaedra is at the end of her line. That's what I feel.
No, I think I'm sad about it. I know. The good news is I think Phaedra, for you, not that it, she might be coming back to Real Housewives of Atlanta because Candy is not going to be back on the show.
Oh, why not?
Candy's done with the show. She's just like over it. And I think she ran her course. And so she's not going to be on. And the reason why Phaedra was, obviously, I mentioned to you, kicked off the show is because she accused Candy of sexual assault. So.
I can't believe this is the person that we've been rooting for. It's for the incredible. Last 9 weeks.
I know. That's the thing. We're like, she's not a bad person. It's just a game. Like, no, she is actually in real life an awful person. Yeah, I think it's going to be Peter. I think we can say bye to The Bachelor now. And then I think that Kate and Phaedra are going to probably go ahead and kill off Trishel afterwards.
Then the show's kind of over.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah. Well,
I guess maybe Kate can survive because then I think people would vote out Phaedra, right?
Immediately. Yeah. Yeah. I also think that... because you know how it ends, the game? Do you know how the game ends? No. They're all around a fire at the end. They make it through the last mission. And they say, do you think that every single person here is a faithful? And they say yes. They all vote yes. They're like, it's your last it's your last chance to banish out one final person. And if you believe that everybody there is a faithful, then you all get to take home the money. But if one person at the end is a traitor, then they get to take home the money. And so I feel like it might end up being Kate at the end.
That would be nice. I'd be for that.
I would vote. Yeah, I would. It would be an unproblematic person. Although, except just recently we found out that she and Andy Cohen were joking around with Brandy. Anyway, that's it for this episode.
You know, the Traitors episode this week was really lackluster.
I know. It wasn't our favorite.
Nothing.
I didn't even like the mission. I thought the mission was going to be more exciting. They had a mission last season that I thought this was going to be, which I think you would have loved, which is where they one person has to like ring bells in the church and another person has to like hear a song with, you know, it was like the bird call episode. It was like you have to go around the house and listen to songs and you have to listen to the bell and you have to match the song with the bells. And I thought that's what it was going to be, which would have been cool. This is a stupid target thing. Like a,
just shooting.
And they're bad at it.
You know who was really annoyed with it was
Alan.
Alan. Yeah, he's like, fuck this.
Alan's like, we've been here for way too long. Please.
Yeah, I could.
I feel like he said something. I feel like he said something to the producers. He's probably like, guys, just pretend.
Just fucking just wrap this shit up.
Anyway, I'll be back later on this week to talk about Vanderpump Rules. Ugh. Why am I doing this to myself? Should I quit Bravo?
What would you watch in its
place? What are we gonna watch? Like true crime documentaries? No, thank you.
You wanna watch sports? You know, I recently got into soccer this year. Hold on, where's your cell phone? Grab your cell phone. You know, if you want to go on a sports trip, I have been making these. I've just been checking flights. You want to go to Germany with me?
Yeah.
There's this team called Bayer Leverkusen. So I just randomly got into soccer this year. And I picked this team called Bayer Leverkusen back in August because I really like their coach. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know anything about it. They're fucking undefeated now. So now...
Who do they play?
Who
do they play?
They play other German teams.
Bayer level who?
Bayer Leverkusen.
Bayer Leverkusen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What does that mean?
I want to go watch a game. So Bayer actually is... They're named after Bayer. Bayer. The
big pharma?
The pharmaceutical. Big pharma, yeah. Big pharma owns them or they own them or something. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And Leverkusen is a city.
Oh, so, okay. Know, all right.
It's a if you want to do that, we do that. We do the San Francisco thing. We do the London thing with the Vikings.
Sure.
We do the Minnesota thing
No.
for the Yucks.